This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch election campaign in Kerala with a roadshow at Palakkad town this morning in support of NDA candidates. The roadshow will be held on a 1 kilometer stretch from Kota Maidan to the head post office road in the town. After the roadshow, Mr. Modi will leave for Salem in Tamil Nadu, where he will address a public meeting this afternoon. Yesterday evening, he held a roadshow in Coimbatore. Mr. Modi also paid homage to the victims of the Coimbatore serial bomb blast that rocked the city in the year 1998. Early in the day, Mr. Modi held a public meeting at Jagatial in Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks on Shakti. He said the spot on the moon where Chandrayaan 3's lander Vikram touched down has been named as Shiv Shakti Point. Meanwhile, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has clarified that his reference to Shakti is for the power that has captured India's voice, institutions and the entire constitutional structure of the country is in his clutches. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi accused Prime Minister Modi of twisting the meaning of his comments. Prime Minister Narendra Modi appreciated Bulgarian President Rumin Radev on expressing gratitude to the Indian Navy for successfully carrying out a rescue operation on the hijacked Bulgarian ship. Replying to the message of the Bulgarian President in a social media post today, the PM said India is committed to protecting freedom of navigation and combating piracy and terrorism in the Indian Ocean region. He further expressed happiness of the safe homecoming of 7 Bulgarian nationals. Yesterday, the Bulgarian President expressed gratitude to the Indian Navy for rescuing his crew, including 7 Bulgarian citizens, from his hijacked ship MV Ruan. The National Democratic Alliance, NDA allies in Bihar, have finalized the seat-sharing agreement. Under it, the BJP will fight on 17 Lok Sabha seats, Janata Dal United, JDU, on 16, and Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, on 5 seats. Former Chief Minister Jitan Ram Manjhi led Hindustan Awam Morcha, and Upendra Kushwaha's Rashtra Lok Morcha will contest 1 seat each. The announcement was made by BJP General Secretary Vinod Tawde in New Delhi yesterday. The Election Commission has ordered large-scale transfers of bureaucrats ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. The Commission removed the Home Secretaries in 6 states, along with the Director General of Police of West Bengal. Sources said that Home Secretaries have been removed in Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The Secretaries of the General Administrative Department in Mizoram and Himachal Pradesh have also been shifted. President Draupadi Murmu has asked civil service officers to make use of the latest technologies such as artificial intelligence, blockchain and big data analytics for an efficient and smart administration. She shared, convergence of new ideas and new technologies with rich and varied experiences can bring such impactful changes that one cannot even imagine. President Murmu was addressing the state civil services officers at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh held a telephonic conversation with U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Both ministers briefly discussed a range of bilateral, regional, security and defense cooperation issues. They reviewed the recent bilateral events such as the Indus X Summit held in New Delhi last month and the bilateral tri-services exercise Tiger Triumph. New Delhi is ranked the world's most polluted capital city for the 4th consecutive year since 2018. According to Air Quality Report 2023, conducted by the Swiss organization IQ Air, Delhi's PM2.5 levels worsened from 89.1 micrograms per cubic meter in 2022 to 92.7 micrograms per cubic meter in 2023. Bihar's Begusarai has emerged as the world's most polluted metropolitan area. In Nagaland, the third edition of the Northeast Games 2024 kick-started with a glittering opening ceremony at the Regional Center for Sporting Excellence, Sovima, last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.